Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A convicted sex offender has been arrested in Perth South after going on the run for 6 days. Police have located Tyrone Corbett in Bendley a day after issuing a public appeal for help. The 44-year-old allegedly cut off his monitoring bracelet weeks after being released from prison. Police investigating the death of an inmate have now charged a prisoner with murder. Ashley Brafoe was found unresponsive in his cell earlier this month at Hakea Prison. He was awaiting sentencing for luring a child to a Doubleview home. Police are spending more time than ever before ramped outside our hospitals after taking in patients needing clinical care. Figures released by the WA Police Union show officers now spend about 40 minutes at emergency departments. The union's Paul Gale says mental health issues are behind the increase.
We need the government to recognise that and put in better support services to assist all of our first responders in handling those matters.
We're a step closer to the referendum on the voice to Parliament, with legislation officially introduced into the lower house. MPs will now spend the coming months working through the bill. Minister for Indigenous Australians, Linda Burney, says she's looking forward to everyone casting their vote.
This referendum is not about politicians and it's not about lawyers. It's about the Australian people having a say.
Another direct international flight will soon be taking off from Perth. Air Asia will begin a new service to Jakarta 4 times a week from June. To sport, West Coast has named an unchanged lineup for Sunday's Western Derby at Optus Stadium. It's added 5 players to its expanded bench, including Campbell Chesser and Elijah Hewitt. Fremantle will be without Nat Fyfe as he's failed to pass a fitness test on his injured foot, while Dockers young gun Matt Johnson could make his debut. And in basketball, Luke Travers could be heading east after telling the Perth Wildcats he wants to move on as a free agent. Still on the NBL, assistant coach Mike Kelly has been named as the new head coach for Southeast Melbourne Phoenix.